I remember a number of years ago I was at another parish and we had a seminarian with us during the summer. And as you know, seminarians are good for hard labor, right? For manual labor. And we had to move a lot of things, maybe from the church to another building. And so I looked out and I saw the seminarian carrying a large statue of our Blessed Mother. And I called out to him, I said, "Do you need any help?" And he said, "No, she ain't heavy, she's my mother." And you know, the Lord says something like that today. He says, "My yoke is easy and my burden is light." How can that be? How could Jesus's yoke be easy? How could his burden be light when you look at the weight of the cross? Well, of course, it's because of love. That love makes all things easy and makes burdens light. Remember in the movie The Passion of the Christ, when the Lord was given that heavy cross, he embraced the cross and he had so much love for us that he embraced the cross and carried the cross for our salvation. See, true love made the carrying of the cross bearable for the Lord. There have been studies in some of the psychological journals over the years of incredible stories of, for example, when a child was trapped underneath a tire of a car, how a mother was able to lift that car because of this great love for her child. And there have been lots of studies like this that even superhuman strength can come about because of great love. And so today the Lord says, "My yoke is easy and my burden is light." Today we have the passage from Matthew chapter 11, verses 25. And he says that, "I give praise to you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for though you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to the little ones." Now, what things are the Lord talking about? He's talking about the truths of the kingdom of heaven. And he says, "Father, these things have remained hidden from the wise and the learned, but the childlike, the little ones, have accepted them." And isn't that the case? It was the scribes, the Pharisees, the Sadducees. They remained resistant to Jesus' teaching. They were the intellectuals. It was the humble, the childlike, the apostles, the ordinary fishermen and farmers that were the ones that accepted the message of Christ. That's also the case that whenever our Blessed Mother appears to people for a special apparition, it's usually children that she appears to. Think of the children of Fatima, or think of Saint Bernadette, the young. Or in the case of Juan Diego at Our Lady of Guadalupe, when Our Lady appeared to him, even though he was 57, he was very childlike. He was very simple, a very humble man. So notice how God chooses the simple, the ordinary, the humble, and they're the ones that accept the message. In the Lord's day, it wasn't the scribes, the Pharisees, and the Sadducees that accepted Christ. They were too proud, too arrogant. It was the humble, the ordinary, that accepted the message of Christ. And today, the Lord gives us one of the most beautiful passages in all of Scripture. He says, "Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened." And isn't that all of humanity? Isn't that all of mankind? All those who labor and are burdened. Jesus says, "Come to me." So today the Lord gives us an invitation to come into a deeper, closer relationship with him. To come to Jesus. And we know that Friday was the feast day of the Sacred Heart of Christ. And when the Lord appeared to St. Margaret Mary, you see that beautiful statue of the Sacred Heart. That the Lord said the same thing when he appeared to St. Margaret Mary. He wanted souls to come to him in the midst of their pain and their suffering and their struggles, their trials, to come to Jesus, he said. All those who labor and are burdened. And Jesus says, "I will give you rest. I will give you rest." See, people have tremendous labors and burdens. Think of the people in the Lord's day. They were under the weight of all the additional 600 laws that the scribes and Pharisees had added. And so there was such a yoke, such a heavy burden of the law. And Jesus says, "No, come to me. and I will give you rest. So Jesus invites us into that personal relationship with Him when we're going through difficulties. And we go to the sacraments to have that connection to Christ. We go to Jesus in the Eucharist at Mass on Sundays and during the week. We go to Jesus in the Adoration Chapel. So the hidden gem of our parish is the Adoration Chapel. You can stop in there for 5 minutes or for an hour to just go to Jesus. He invites us to come to Him in the midst of our struggles and labors and burdens. To go to confession, to unburden our soul of sin in the Holy Sacrament of Confession. To be renewed, to receive His grace of forgiveness, of mercy, of healing that comes through confession. And it comes at the sacraments, especially the Mass and receiving the Holy Eucharist. Then Jesus says, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me." So Jesus tells us to take His yoke upon us. What were the yokes? Well, as you know, Jesus was a carpenter, as was Saint Joseph, so they probably made yokes. Yokes were those pieces of wood that would go over ox or oxen that would help them to be harnessed together so they could pull the plow. And normally, the yoke would cover two oxen. So Jesus says, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me." That we need to yoke ourselves to Christ. And to not carry the crosses by ourselves, but with Jesus. See, if we tried to carry the cross by ourselves, it would be a weight that would be unbearable. But Jesus wants to yoke us with His yoke and to be able to carry the cross with Him. And if Christ helps us to carry those crosses, then we'll be able to make it to our destiny, which of course is the kingdom of heaven. Jesus, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart." So those are the two great qualities of the Sacred Heart, meekness and humility. And then Jesus says, "You will find rest for yourselves, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." See, that is the yoke that Jesus carried, because He carried it with such great love. And if we unite our sufferings and our crosses to the Lord and carry that not by ourselves but with Christ, as the Bible says, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. You know, sometimes we want to trade crosses or we want to get rid of our cross. You know, there was an interesting story I read once about a woman who prayed to get rid of her cross, and so she had a dream that night. And Jesus took her into the room which had all the crosses of the whole world. And some of the crosses were 100 feet tall, some were 50 feet tall, some were a few feet tall, some were a couple inches. And Jesus says, "Okay, instead of your cross, pick the one that you want." So she looked around and she went over and picked the smallest cross. And Jesus says, "That's the one you've been carrying the whole time." And isn't that the case, that when we compare our crosses with those of others, it puts it in perspective? There was another interesting story that I had read once, and it was about a group of Christians that were carrying their crosses, and they were carrying the cross with the Lord over, you know, the desert and the valleys and on their way to the promised land. They're all carrying their crosses, and some of them began to get discouraged, and they said, "I want to get rid of my cross or trade it for a smaller cross." And so they did, and they replaced their large cross with a smaller cross. Well, they kept walking, and then they got to a ravine, a cliff, and the promised land was on the other side of this ravine. And so all the people that had these large crosses laid them down and they became a plank. And then they walked across the wood of the cross and they made it to the promised land. Those who had rejected their crosses or traded their crosses for a smaller one tried to put a cross and it did not reach, and they could not make it to the promised land. And I thought it was a powerful story of how really the cross is our means of redemption. Jesus died on the cross for us. He experiences Good Friday, and then came Easter. But if we reject the cross and run away from the cross and try to trade it for something less, we're not going to have that ability to make it over the ravine. We need the cross to be able to make it to the promised land of heaven. So our crosses are not stumbling blocks, they're stepping stones. They're opportunities for us to be united to Christ, to yoke ourselves with Jesus, and ask Him to help us carry the cross, and with great love, that cross, as Jesus says, can become easy and our burden light.